بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن في خلق السماوات والأرض واختلاف الليل والنهار لآيات لأولي الألباب الذين يذكرون الله قياما وقعودا وعلى جنوبهم ويتفكرون في خلق السماوات والأرض ربنا ما خلقت هذا باطلا سبحانك فقنا عذاب النار. صدق اللہ مولانا العظیم. Respected علماء کرام and my dear brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our creator and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows each and every one of our needs and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides us also how we can fulfill our needs. And when you look at a lot the ahkam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we can see that how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, using those ahkam, fulfills our needs. One of the needs of a human being is to have love in his heart. To have love in his heart. And when you look at the ahkam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then also we see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us various ahkam, some ahkam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, some orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is where discipline is called for. And when you look at salat, mostly we see there is a lot of discipline called for. And discipline is also very, very necessary in the life of a human being. But then, if it is only discipline, and where your emotions are not given some sort of a free rein, where you can show and you can express your love in a way where you are not constrained. In Salat, there are a lot of constraints. You've got to be ready properly, you've got to make wuzu, and you've got to be in a dignified manner. On the other hand, when you look at the hukam of Hajj, here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives a lot of, that go and express your love. Go and express your love. Remember me also, even loudly, namaz, any other musalli cannot just start remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a way. In a Hajj, you are calling out. And then, in how to express your love, you show Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that your hair is also disheveled, you are also but all this for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if this expression of love is not allowed, if it is not channeled in the right direction, then you will see the expression of love will be channeled in the wrong direction. And that is that we have seen today in this world also, wherever love is not channeled in the right directions, then you see how it is always channeled in the wrong directions. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us such a deen that we can express our love also. And that is where zikrullah also comes in. That's how we can express our love in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How we can remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is one of the nature and temperament of a human being or any other insan, any other makhluk also. When you see that somebody is giving them, somebody is looking after them, somebody is showering the bounties, somebody is doing even small favors, then that makhluk or that animal also will show gratitude. That animal also will show gratitude here. So here, in zikr also, and you look at the various du'as of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is filled with this sort of emotions. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, alhamdulillah, when you look at all his du'as, we cannot encompass all his du'as, but the meaning in all those du'as, you can see how abdiyat is expressed. How a need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is expressed. How gratitude is shown to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How protection is seek from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In a lot of these du'as we see that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was promised protection, was promised husna khatima, was promised jannat also. But how in his du'as he expressed the need of all that and for protection from all that. And this is a lesson for us. One of Hazrat Maulana Manzoor Nomani's kitab, Ma'riful Hadith, one whole volume is dedicated to Kitab al-Dawat, the various du'as of Allah, of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And my dear brothers, in those du'as when Hazrat explains, and our Hazrat also, alhamdulillah, lot of du'as he has explained to us. And when the inner meaning of those du'as come to us, then we realize the depth and how inspired Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was when he taught us and when he made those du'as. So those du'as, when we read out, everybody would say they want to learn the du'a, but unfortunately nowadays it's not very easy. Our memories are also not that sharp also. We just tell them that look here, you won't be able to do all these du'as, even on a daily basis, you won't be able to do it. What we can do is read Munajat-e-Maqbool or Al-Hizbul Azam, one chapter of it, inshallah, a lot of the du'as of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be covered. One du'a our Hazrat also taught us is that in the morning, Allahumma ma asbaha bi min ni'matin aw bi ahadin min khalqik fa minka wahdak la sharika lak. Or the taught us that it saves you from two killer diseases. It saves you from two killer diseases. And my dear brothers, today killer diseases, we might take them to be cancer, we might take them to be blood pressure, or we might take them to various other diseases. Physical and bodily diseases. But my dear brothers, these diseases, the harms of these diseases and the pains of these diseases will end. Once mort comes in this world, you won't have any more pain from those diseases. But these other killer diseases, they can ruin your dunya also and they can ruin your akhirat also. Anybody who goes with an iota of pride, he will not be able to enter Jannat until he is cleansed of it. So my dear brothers, pride is a very killer disease. And we have to make sure we make some ilaj of it. Alhamdulillah, we come to our akabirin and they give us ilaj for it. Sometimes we see something, we think that this is pride, but it is not pride. Sometimes we think something is tawazu, apparently it looks humility, but hidden behind it is pride. That is why we need to go to the mashayikh. Because sitting by ourselves, we might know a little bit. We might find out you go in the bayans also, when bayans are given on pride also, bayans are given all that, you will get the main point. But how does it affect each one personally? That cannot be addressed. That cannot be addressed. That we have to go to the mashayikh. Once Hazrat Sayyid Sulaiman Nadvi rahmatullah alayh went to Aligarh. And the students of Aligarh had requested him that if you can address us, as Mawlana Abdul Rahman Sahib mentioned that Hazrat Sayyid Sulaiman Nadvi rahmatullah alayh was what everybody, even the madaris, which so-called old-fashioned madaris and the enlightened ones, they all accepted him as a scholar. Whenever he went to these places, they wanted him to address him. Sayyid Sulaiman Nadvi rahmatullah alayh was, when he was very young, and there was a jalsa in Nadwa, and at that time Nadwa was supposed to be, it was established to give something in between Deoband and in between Aligarh. Aligarh they reckoned was fully secular, Deoband is fully old school Islam, so they wanted something in the middle. So Nadwa was established, they had a lot of difficulties in the beginning, so they had a jalsa and then they asked one of the muntazimeen of Nadwa that, what have you produced, who have you produced? So at that time Sayyid Sulaiman Nadvi rahmatullahi was very young. So they asked him that this is one of ours. And he gave a talk fully in Arabic at that time. People were impressed that no, something is being done. Then after that, various other institutions Sayyid Sulaiman Nadvi was at the forefront, and he didn't feel the need. He didn't feel the need for a long time to go and hand himself over to any sheikh. But alhamdulillah, as we heard, that somebody took him to Hazrat Thanwi rahmatullah alayh, and then his whole nazriya, his whole outlook to life changed. And that was one of the turning points of Nadwa. So anyway, this Hazrat Sayyid Sulaiman Nadvi rahmatullah alayh went to Aligarh, and they asked him that if you can give us a bayan. He said that it's as if few people, when Hakim Ajmal Khan, one of the very famous Hakims of India, if he comes here and you tell him that give us a lecture on various aspects of health. So he will come and he will give you a lecture on various aspects, but on an individual level, it's not going to benefit anybody. Because on an individual level, each one has individual problems. They have to take those individual problems to the mashayikh, to the hakim. Then the hakim will make the case of it, and then he will give ilaj, he will prescribe whatever medicine. That is the same way when the mashayikh come, then these are also important. These public lectures are also important, but more important is going to them individually and giving them your halat, your conditions also, your spiritual conditions, and they will advise you accordingly. So my dear brothers, these ilajis and these spiritual diseases, they are very, 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 very critical. It is very, very critical that we look for the ilaj, we look for the cure. So this dua here, how does it cure us? That it cures us from pride. That, oh Allah, all these ni'mat which I am having, it's not due to my own efforts. Whatever I have done, I might have done it as a sabab, but only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is from you only. I don't have any part of it. And we can see that there are some of us who hardly work. We've got no real brains. We see a lot of times that everything, all the difficult work is done by the people below, and the boss comes and just makes us some impression. He doesn't even know how to sign. So all this thing, namas, this dunyavi namas, it doesn't depend on any special qualities. It's from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And my dear brothers, then another very killer disease is jealousy. So when you look at it, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed somebody else also, then there's no need for us to be jealous. It's from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And our jealousy will not cure anything, because nobody can stop Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it is just very, very easy for us that we accept the situation that, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you have blessed him. Allah ta'ala give him barakat. So my dear brothers, these duas on a daily basis which we read. Yesterday also in the morning program we were taught that, how beautiful the dua which is when we get up in the morning also. So these duas should become part of our life also. This day-to-day dua, one of the predecessors of Hazrat Maulana Ilyas Sahab Rahmatullah Alayh in Nizamuddin, either his elder brother or either his father. So they were in Nizamuddin and they were, alhamdulillah, making all the initial efforts, calling the people around that masjid. That time the work of Tabligh had not even spread outside Delhi also, in fact not even outside Nizamuddin. So at that time, either the elder brother or the father of Hazrat Maulana Ilyas Sahab Rahmatullah Alayh was making his own zikr, whatever little bit of tasbih and all, and then all these duas he was reading. Once he met Hazrat Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi Rahmatullah Alayh, and he said, if you can prescribe some zikr for us. Hazrat Gangohi Rahmatullah Alayh asked him, what is your practice? He said, my practice is I make all this tasbih and durood sharif, istighfar and all, and all these day-to-day duas and all. Does that give you remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So he said, yes, it gives me remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then you don't need it. Then you don't need this other zikr also. So this zikr also, which we are prescribed, we are all let's not take the thing that we will also reach those things where those are. Buzurki came in those families, there was years upon years of Buzurki. And it was transferred from generation to generation. That Buzurki came and people made that effort on those Buzurki. So for them, it would come a bit easily. For us, it won't be a matter of just doing this, that, and the Dhyan of Allah. For us, we've got to make years and years of effort. But anyway, the whole intention, the whole maqsad of this zikr is that the Dhyan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes into us. That whatever we are doing, we are conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my dear brothers, that these du'as, we should try and bring it so that the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes into us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the ayat which I just recited that الَّذِينَ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ, the people of understanding. Who are the people of understanding? Those are the people who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَىٰ جُنُوبِهِمْ, standing, sitting, or lying on their beds. وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ, and then they ponder on the creations of the heavens and the earth, and then they say, oh Allah, you have not created them in vain. So my dear brothers, this is the zikr which we should be having. We should be, each and every time, we should have the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Hazrat Hakim Sahib teaches us when explaining this ayat, that wa yatafakkar in alladhina yazkuruna Allah qiyamah. So first, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After that, he brings this pondering and this tafakkur. So he shows that this tafakkur, has to be preceded by the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise, this pondering might not take you to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we can see the scientists also, and everybody ponders also. They all ponder, they all make their research, they analyze and they do everything. And they don't come to the right natija. They come to the wrong natija. So, because they don't have the zikr. If you have the zikr first, if you have the zikr of first, and you have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your heart, and then when you ponder on the creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you will come to the right natija, and you will say, no, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are the creator. You are the creator of this. My dear brothers, this pondering also, it's very, very necessary. There's a lot of fazilat also. Once Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that the person who's lying on his bed, and then he's looking at the heavens, he's looking at the stars and the moon and the skies, and he says, Wallah, you are addressing the skies and the moon, that definitely you have got a creator and you have got a sustainer. You have got Allahumma kfirli, then he means, Wallah, forgive me, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive him. So my dear brothers, it's very, very, there's a lot of fazilat in making zikr, a lot of fazilat in pondering also. And my dear brothers, there are a lot of different types of zikrs also. There's zikr bil lisan, there's zikr kalbi when you are pondering also. And the very important zikr is zikr with our body. And zikr with our body, what that means generally is that all the ahkamat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala we must be performing, and all the ma'mur biha we must bring it, or whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered us, that all those things we must be performing with our bodies, and whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prevented us from, whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, don't do this, we must stay away from those things. My dear brothers, so this dhikr which we are making here, alhamdulillah, prescribed by our sheikh and all the mashayikh. And my dear brothers, today, the zikr which we are prescribed, this is a zamana of plastic. You know, we are also weak. So the prescriptions are also not so strong also. Those days the prescriptions are very, very heavy. You had to make zikr for hours upon hours. Hours upon hours. But our mashayikh says that according to our zamana, if you make even this little zikr properly, with devotion and with love, ashikana zikr, then this will also serve a purpose. This is also serve the purpose. So my dear brothers, Hazrat was telling us that in those days, Hazrat Maulana Inamul Hasan Sahib, Rahmatullah Alayh, when he was in the company of Hazrat Maulana Ilyas Sahib, Rahmatullah Alayh, in his beginning days, for how many months he had to spend from Fajr to Zohar in the Maqbara, in the tomb of Humayun, one of the early Mughal leaders, near Nizamuddin. From Fajr to Zohar, he used to stay there and make water and hundreds of thousands of times of Ismazak and whatever other zikr he was prescribed. My dear brothers, this was the petrol which was given. This work of tabligh and any other effort for that matter. The people at the top, they need much more. They need those petrol. They need that fuel to carry on. And when they have that fuel to carry on, we can see what work Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had taken from them. So my dear brothers, this zikr which we are prescribed also, we must try and make it an ashikana zikr. We must try and do it with devotion, and we must try and do it at a regular time also. Right? Ashikana zikr, as Maulana mentioned yesterday, that Hazrat Sayyid Sulman Nadvi Rahmatullah Alayhi was saying, naam lete hi nasha sa cha gaya, zikr mein taaseer e daur e jaam hai. That take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in such a way, you say Allah. And my dear brothers, in the word Allah, as was mentioned yesterday, there is that ah, that cry of a human being, the cry in desperation, oh Allah. Just as a child cries for the mother, a child cries for the mother, oh ma, ma. And then the love of the mother's love comes into effect, and it takes the child. In the same way, when we say Allah wa ghashiyatuhumur rahma, the Rakim Sahib says that the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so to say, takes that banda making the zikr in his lap, so to say, and enshrouds him and covers him with his love. So my dear brothers, if we make the zikr in that way, and we call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we cry in desperation, we want that pain in that, to show that pain in that heart, that dirty deal in the heart, then my dear brothers, inshallah it can come to us also. So whatever it is, and one of the other fazilas of zikr also, we are mentioned in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in a gathering which is much, much better than our gathering. So my dear brothers, being remembered in the court of our beloved, what more can we want? When we are remembered in the court of Allah, what more can we want? And if we are making zikr in a group also, we will be remembered in the court. And says that once you have this, then you don't look for all the thing. I've been making for zikr for so many years, and I'm not getting that thing, and I'm not being transported to the skies, and I'm not getting any kashf and all that. He said, you'll forget all that. Just this thing is enough. Just this thing is enough that you are being remembered in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my dear brothers, this is the zikr which I took. Hazrat Shaykhul Hadith rahmatullah alayhi, all his life, he hardly traveled. His traveling was from Saharanpur to Delhi, and sometimes from Umrah and Hajj and this sort of thing. Right? And he hardly traveled. Towards the end of his life, he got some isharat in Medina Munawwara that go and establish the majalis of zikr. Then in that stage where he could hardly travel, people had to carry him. In that stage, in the last few years of his life, you look at the travels and the suffers of Shaykhul Hadith rahmatullah alayh, where he traveled. He went to London, he went to Pakistan, also specially for this zikr. He went to, he came here, South Africa, he came Zambia, and a lot of places he traveled for the sake of zikrullah. And my dear brothers, this is what he noticed also towards the end of his life, that in the 60s and 70s, that there's lack of zikrullah in the madaris also. And that's why he wrote to different madaris also. In Pakistan also he wrote. And alhamdulillah, we see the impact of it. That was the Mufti Shafi Sahib said that no, I'm going to establish the majalis also, and I'm going to give my two sons to Dr. Abdul Hay Arifi. And alhamdulillah, Hazrat Sheikh after that also, he didn't just make iktifa on that. He wrote regularly to Dr. Abdul Hay that look after this too. This Sahib ki khanna kwaad deir se jaati hai. So he said, look after them. Make sure they are there. Make sure that you, for 10-12 years, Mufti Rafi Sahib was saying, for 10-12 years, we were not given any ijazah to make any bayan. We were not given ijazat to mingle. Neither Mufti Taqi, neither Mufti Rafi, Rahmat Barakatum, were given any ijazat. So that much tarbiyat was made, alhamdulillah. So my dear brothers, these are the things, our individual life, our individual actions, the zikr also, the istighfar also, my dear brothers. Sometimes shaitan will come and tell us that you are a goner. You are a case. Everybody has given up for you. How can you wait? To Kaaba kis muh se jayega? Tujhe magar sharam nahi aati? Ghalib, say that word. How will you go to Kaaba? You a drunkard and all that. So much. See? So he said, one of the other mashayikh said, no. When you, isi muh se Kaaba ko. Ro se Allah Ta'ala ko manaunga. Isi se meri digri ko banaunga. So I will go there. I will go with all my gunas. I will go with all my gunas and I will cry in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and in this way I will try and improve myself. So my dear brothers, these are all the istighfar also, durood sharif also, zikr also, and try and make each and every year we have the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give all of the tawfiq to make amal also. Subhanahu wa ta'ala.